All right, there you go. The brand new EP, I think, is available to the general public right now, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it's out on iTunes at the moment, yeah.
There you go. It is Pop Noir, and the song is called Jealousy. That's track one off the really good EP, again, which is available right now. And the guys from the band are here with me in our Pearl Street studios right now. How are you guys?
Hooray.
Yeah, we're doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing so very well. Now, you guys originally from where?
We're originally from Manchester, England, but we've been here in California for probably nearly 10 years now. So
it's safe to say that Southern California is home, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, we're certainly not exotic anymore, so yeah, we have to we have to say it's home now. Yeah,
I feel like you guys have already kind of made waves in the world of indie music even before this EP became available. Any differences between the approach to this new record compared to the stuff that people are familiar with in the past?
I think we do everything ourselves, so it's sort of, I guess it's really just added experience, you know what I mean? We've got a bit more of an idea of what we're supposed to be doing with the record these days. But I mean, this is our first EP. We've put out singles before, and this is our first sort of multi-track release. And
yeah. And I think that's part of the problem as to why it takes us so long to release things, is because we learn a new trick in, the self-production, and then it's like, well, we have to go back and re-record everything we've ever done.
Really?
Because we learned a new trick in Ableton.
Side-chaining. Yeah. That sounds brilliant.
So we were talking about it, off the air. I mean, you guys could definitely speak on, being an independent artist type of thing. So you guys, writing, recording, and doing it all your own, where was this stuff recorded? And did you link up with any rad producers to help you out on this effort?
No, we're self-produced. I mean, it really is a self-contained little unit. We've got, we've built up a little home studio in our back room, and, it's where we do all our art and music and everything. So
right at home, right?
Right,
so,
at home.
If you get a wild hair up your rear or whatever, and you want to go and record a riff or something like that, you could totally do that,
In the morning, just wake up and roll down downstairs and
or conversely, we have to wait until our neighbors have stopped playing in their pool, or the guy with the leaf blower has stopped going around the neighborhood.
Right,
it's a fair enough trade.
Again, Pop Noir in studio right here on Member Supported Radio. Thank you guys for supporting independent radio. We're all about creating content for artists here in our Pearl Street studios, and it's so super rad to have you guys here.
We're excited to be here.
Thanks for existing.
Yeah, no problem. A lot of people may or may not know you guys are actually brothers.
We are, yes. We're twin brothers. And both as handsome as each other.
Oh, Joe, you do flatter.
Very good-looking, talented brothers. How long have you guys been jamming out on music? As far back as you could remember?
We've always had guitars and stuff around the house and keyboards and things. And I think we started...
Now, why is that? Like, were your folks musically inclined?
Yeah, well, our dad was, messed about in bands back in the day. It's pretty cool. Some of the friends that he made that we consider friends as well, like the drummer from A Certain Ratio, who are Manchester post-punk legends. We actually worked on a track with him, which we'll be releasing soon. And one of the other drummers in our dad's band when he was in his 20s was the drummer from Primal Scream. And he's dabbled and he knows some cool people.
But
so
none of these people help us, unfortunately. Well, except Donald
from A Certain Ratio is
not alive. But everyone else...
They're out of the business.
To put it mildly.
And you guys are in it. You guys already have gotten a crash course in the music industry, it sounds like. Are you guys multi-instrumentalists yourself?
To the extent that, fake it till you make it type thing. I mean, I play
in the
guitar.
Extent that we own multiple instruments.
Yeah.
Sure.
But no, I mean, this is Joe speaking, by the way, and my brother Luke. I do guitar and I do most of the production and the electronics and stuff, and then Luke is bass and vocals and keyboards and playing a melodica on one of the songs on our new EP. So yeah, I guess we can technically be considered multi-instrumentalists.
Cool. Well, if it would be agreeable, I'd love to play another track off the EP so people get a feel, for what we're actually talking about here, and then we'll come back and wrap out more about this project, right?
Sounds good.
All right, I wanted to play track two. Gonna dust off the old CD player here in the studio. DJs don't queue up CDs anymore. It's all digital for the most part, but I'm going to do that for you here today. The track is Bang the Drum by Pop Noir there in our Pearl Street studios today on Member Supported Radio. By the way, we do have a lot of new listeners listening to us this week and today. If you guys want to donate to this nonprofit, keep the dream alive, take an FM back to the glory days, you can go to kx935.com and find out all the information there on how you could be a member of the radio station. See, I have to try to ask for money, and I don't mind doing that. I think it's almost an admirable cause what doing here.
It's a worthy cause.
Right, community radio. So the song's called Bang the Drum. Is there a story behind this particular track, or should we just play it
on the
air?
We'll leave it open to interpretation.
All right, yeah. So let's do that. This is another one from Pop Noir on KX93.5. Another song. song from Pop Noir right here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The song is called Bang the Drum. The brothers are here in studio with me right now. On the little one sheet that I read about you guys, it says it's a cross between LCD Sound System and Oasis. You guys think that's kind of accurate?
Yeah, it's accurate. I mean, the other one that we got from OC Weekly was New Order meets the Young Rolling Stones. So, like,
oh, there you go.
Somewhere in between those two comparisons, I think that lies the truth, right?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, again, I asked you off the air, but for our listeners and stuff, the sound is so full. It's electronic. It's that indie pop type of sound, but it's just the two of you. So when people go and see you play a show, headline a show in Los Angeles, Orange County, wherever, how do you recreate the sound? Is it just you guys on stage, or you have other people helping you out?
We have our drummer Nico for live stuff, who's a brilliant drummer.
And a human metronome.
And then we do a lot of sequences and samplers and drum machines.
And we also both move around a whole bunch on stage.
Do you?
Make it look like there's more people.
Yeah, we run around so that it looks like there's loads of people on stage.
Is it like the old days you were telling me where you don't have enough cables for everything? Or we've gotten to that point plugged in?
We've gotten to the point now where we can afford all the cables we need. So, yeah.
Well, you could hear people, you know, PCH is right down here. Sometimes you hear cars honking and people, you could see people waving up to the radio station.
It's exciting.
I get distracted sometimes,
it's
you
like,
guys.
It's like classic TRL.
Yeah. Almost, right? Yeah, almost. We have to take some rad photos before you get out of here. And then the tradition is every artist signs the wall. So you guys got to do that. And maybe if you have some time this afternoon, hang out here in Laguna Beach. The beach is right there, so.
We'll be doing that.
You know, do you do much of that on your spare time?
I mean, I think you can tell by how pale we are.
Yeah, not so much.
We don't even leave the house, let alone go to the beach.
We go to the beach at night, maybe, occasionally. Yeah. But
more like hunkering down in the studio, and that's just about it, huh?
That's it, yeah.
Social network, is it you guys doing it? We have handlers who are tweeting for you, and where can people find your stuff on the internet?
It's all us. So if you end up talking to somebody on Facebook under the name Pop Noir, it's probably one of us.
It's you guys.
Yeah. Or if you get in a fight with somebody on Twitter, probably one of us.
If you get in a fight with somebody on Twitter, it's Luke. but we're just on Facebook. We're facebook.com/popnoirofficial. And then on Twitter, it's just twitter.com/popnoir. And anywhere else, just Google Pop Noir, and that's where you'll find us.
Cool. I was on your Facebook page earlier, and you guys already have a cool-looking video for the song Jealousy. How did that come about? And I guess you guys told me you did it yourselves.
Yeah, well, that actually premiered today, which is pretty cool. On
That's on the station's Facebook page as well, if you guys want to check that out.
Yeah, it premiered today on the website for Clash magazine, which is a really, really cool UK magazine. So they've gotten behind it. And then I guess the story behind that is a friend of ours I ended up working with on some graphic design projects. He's a film director, and we went around to his house he'd made a horror film. That's how I met him, actually, is he asked me to do the website for his horror film. So then we thought, oh, well, let's trade some work and stuff like that. You know, I'll do some more web stuff for you. Let's do a video. So he got his director of photography in and all his cool friends and hooked us up with this really cool video. And then we edited it ourselves and, you know, did all the color correction, which is
We filmed it over 2 days. The first night was shot at the Echo in Echo Park. They were nice enough to let us film at the venue, as long as we didn't get any footage of the band that was actually playing that night.
Right.
And then we kind of guerrilla shot it the next night at a hotel in downtown LA, which will remain nameless.
All right.
But you can probably tell who it is by looking at the video. And yeah.
The brothers are here. It is Pop Noir on member-supported radio, KX93.5. Again, the four-song EP is brand new. It's in my hand right now. I guess the EP is called Jealousy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and again, it's available to the general public here. I was asking you, what is Fantastic Heat and FantasticHeat.com?
Fantastic Heat is the little record label we started ourselves to put out our own stuff. We do, as well as the band, we do illustration and graphic design and web design and stuff.
Did you do all the album art?
Album art is hand-drawn by me.
Yeah. Very cool. And it looks like the two of you in a very weird type of way. Is it the two of you?
Yeah, it is. It's the two of us and a reference to an M.C. Escher illustration.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so for our graphic design, we trade under the name Fantastic Heat Brothers. And then when we started our label, we just thought, oh, well, let's just call it Fantastic Heat. So everything's, what, keeping the brand, right? So
kind of keeping the brand, kind of just making things confusing by calling a bunch of different stuff
the same thing. Yeah.
Well, again, we think that this EP is an absolute winner and people should definitely know about it. So if there's anything, you know, you want to get the word out for, any shows, anything to promote, you know, that's why we're here. We're here for, you know, artists like you guys. And any shows to plug while we're here?
On September 25th, Wednesday, September 25th, we're doing our record release party at the Echo up in Los Angeles.
Solid.
Same one we filmed the video at.
And it's so that's kind of fitting, but it's our first headlining show at the Echo, like our first official headlining show. We've played a couple club nights there before, but this is the first one where there's actually pressure on us to bring people. Yeah. So.
Right.
No,
on.
But I mean, it should be a lot of fun. The bands that we're playing, Moons of Mars and Beat Club, are both great, so it should be a really fun.
Those guys, friends of yours? How'd you link up with them?
You know, the Echo actually put us in touch with them, and cool. And that was sort of the first we'd heard of them. It's like, oh, brilliant! You know,
yeah. Like, so we have yet to befriend them, but we will, because they seem like cool guys.
And you guys said you made your home right now in Huntington Beach. Is there even a music scene going on around you guys? And do you have a favorite place to play or see a show in Huntington Beach or near that area?
Yeah, there's not. In Huntington Beach specifically, there isn't. I mean, I think it's a lot of reggae and stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just not our scene. Yeah. But in Costa Mesa, you know, so 5-10 minutes away, there's a lot of cool stuff happening there. I mean, what, Casa just opened up right across the street from Detroit Bar, and that's a really cool place. And so there's always cool stuff happening in that sort of West 19th Street area of Costa Mesa. So that's our favorite place to hang.
Right on. I have no idea. I'm new to South Orange County.
San Diegan. What do you know?
Pretty much. What do I know? Now I'm all about Laguna Beach, you guys. Let's play another song off the EP, and then we'll come back, and you guys actually agreed to perform for us.
Yes.
You brought a guitar.
I did.
You brought something else.
A pile of crap.
What are we looking at over there?
We are looking at a Casio SK-1, which is actually older than we are. We're born in 1987. This is from 1985.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and it's, it's falling apart. It's held together by, like, bits of chewing gum.
We got it at a Goodwill in Huntington Beach for $5. And now it turns out you go for like $200.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they go for about $200 on
eBay. So that's no toy right there. You could play a song off of that thing. Yeah,
well, one of the songs we're going to do for you is our next single, White Jazz. And we actually wrote it around a sound we found on this keyboard. So
wow. It's
been invaluable.
Invaluable. The best $5 we ever spent.
Cool. We're also going to play some sounds off of your, not iPad, your little mobile device there.
Yeah, I've downloaded an app by Propellerhead that we will be using in the drum machine later.
I love it, man. Freaking technology. It's so great. All right, so this song is called Thick as Thieves. It is pop noir in our studio. We'll get situated behind the scenes, and then we'll come back. And you guys have agreed to do a little stripped down version of a song, which is so super cool. Let me dust off the old CD player, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM.
Green-eyed, yellow-eyed,
everybody on their best behavior. And of course, I should have told you right off the bat, no cursing on the radio. We got to uphold the FCC license. I am Mookie. You are you. We are member-supported radio right here in Laguna Beach, KX93.5. The song was called Thick as Thieves. It is track 3 off the Jealousy EP, which is available right now. I come on the radio. I tell you about all these cool artists just about every afternoon. This record is damn good, and it comes highly recommended here by the staff at KX93.5. And Pop Noir in studio with us right now. Now, we got our instruments ready, right, guys?
All ready. Ready and raring to go.
So what'd you want to play first? I guess this is a song that's yet to be released, right?
Yeah, this will be the next single. This is White Jazz, and as I mentioned earlier, this is the one where we found this sound. Given the sound, Luke, we found this sound on this Casio SK-1. Yeah, so it's just sort of a weird... Mm. Sounds like a dog or something, but I think it's a little squeaky voice.
Mournful.
Saying, yeah, a mournful little voice saying, hello. But yeah,
that's cool.
So we've based this song around that, and
cool.
Yeah, this is a KX93.5 exclusive.
It really is. Thank you for getting like the call letters correct.
I did have to look at the poster behind you. I was like wait, this is KX93.5, right?
Yeah. All right, Pop Noir in studio whenever you guys are ready.
All right. Okay, ready?
Yeah, this one's called White Jazz again. Talking in parables, hiding in song, pinwheel decoders, speaking in songs, wide awake and dreaming, consciousness streaming. I don't understand why jazz. Sights. Well, there's a surprise. Who are you going to believe? Me or your lying eyes? Wide awake and dreaming. Consciousness streaming. I don't understand why jazz. Everything you've heard, don't believe a word. Wide awake and dreaming, consciousness streaming. I don't understand why jazz. Everything you've heard, don't believe a word. Thank you.
Very cool. That is first of all, that's me clapping. Second
like
of all,
like more people.
I think the fact that the lyric "I don't understand white jazz" is just freaking brilliant. It makes me laugh. That is Pop Noir here in studio, member supported radio KX93.5. If that keyboard from 1985 somehow goes missing or breaks down, are those things, can you still get one, I wonder?
I don't know. I mean, they're pretty rare. They do go on eBay for, a couple $100 now.
Okay, so you could probably get one somewhere.
Yeah, if I really, but what we've done is we've sampled that sound into like every single program we own so that when it does eventually break, which it almost definitely will, and frankly, I'm surprised it made it through that song.
Yeah.
we've got that sound backed up somewhere, yeah.
That's awesome. Again, and I also Instagrammed you guys right here, you know. Sorry to be distracting in the studio while you guys were performing.
I just hope I was halfway through the song, I thought, oh man, I hope I'm sitting up straight.
Yeah. We hate have terrible posture in the Instagram phone.
Again, the guys from Pop Noir here in studio, the EP is available now, but again, that song, again, we touched on it before, but tentatively scheduled to come out when?
It should be out later this year. We're probably
theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically.
Unless that doesn't make any sense in a release schedule.
I know,
because it's September now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "Why are you releasing a song, you know, 2 days before Christmas?"
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll put it off till January. But
no,
who knows?
We've got a couple of things that we want. So that.
Oh, there's still November.
That'll be the next official single.
Yeah.
Right?
Was that going to be okay? Fair enough. So is there a full length in the works, or you guys might be doing, you know, another EP?
That's the thing is, you know, we've got a full length worth of material, but we figure it might be more fun to just keep doing EPs because, I mean,
EPs and singles.
Yeah. EPs and singles, because it's just like that way, you know, as opposed to going, right, we've put this out and then a year later we've put something else out. You just go, hey, well, let's just keep releasing stuff all the time.
That makes sense. Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
It's you guys are kind of thinking outside the box in a way right there.
And
you
as
know?
You said, I mean, DJs don't even play CDs that much anymore. So, right. I mean, people are still buying CDs and they're still very important, and LPs and stuff. But with digital stuff, you can just keep releasing anyway.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Just as much as you
sure.
want.
Sure. Lots of music directors and radio, they'll listen to 30 seconds of a track, skip right through the record, you know, and it's a shame, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I found a new thing. I found a new groove. Moved into my new Carlsbad apartment. I'll come home after work. I don't have TV or internet yet. I haven't even signed up for that. I'm kind of slow playing it.
Yeah.
I'll take home a record, you know, something that I haven't heard yet, a full length or something, and I'll play it. I'll make dinner. I'll do dishes, and you really get a feel for what the artist is trying to do in that type of way. Pop Noir is here right now. Anything to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with your music thus far?
I don't know. I
get
mean,
if, familiarize
yeah,
yourself.
Get familiarized.
That's all we have to say.
Yeah. Well, we'll be playing it.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah,
absolutely. What else do you guys do when it's not music time?
When it's not music time, actually, look, you feel this. I'm going to turn this camera off right now. We're recording this just on our little GoPro just for posterity. So,
should I have shut up? And
No. Okay. That's absolutely fine. I'm just going to stop recording it for right now.
When we're not doing music, we both work in different creative aspects. I do illustration and design for people like FYF Fest. And
you mean that poster with the. The cityscape
of Los Angeles? That's me.
Oh, that's cool.
I've been working for them for a good couple of years now, since I was about 19.
Did you perform at this year's FYF?
We didn't. We've yet to perform at FYF Fest. We've done a couple DJ sets and stuff through them, but we've not played the actual festival yet. I think because the founder, Sean, is worried about it looking like nepotism. Like, oh, I just put you on the festival because you did the poster, which isn't true.
No, man, you guys sound great. I feel like a lot of people out there who dig on, you know, alternative bands, the indie vibe, would definitely like your music.
Well, that's what we keep telling them.
Right.
And I'm actually, I'll brag about this non-music stuff for a moment. The comedian and film star and musician Jack Black is doing a big music and comedy festival at the Santa Monica Pier in October. And I've been doing all the design and illustration for that. So
cool.
We've been working with him.
Festival Supreme, if you want.
Festival Supreme, it's called.
But ideally, down the road, if music was your full-time job, then is that the goal?
I think so, yeah. I mean, luckily we both do stuff. Joe does web design and coding and apps and stuff. It's all stuff that we could do theoretically. If we were on tour, you wouldn't have to give up the day job because I can draw, you know, when I have done before, you know, drawing at the dressing room or, you know, after sound check.
That's the thing is that music is our first love, but, you know, art and stuff is just, we enjoy it. So, you know, even if it is technically the day job in quotes, you know, it's not real work. It's not real work. It's just fun. So, yeah. So we're happy to do all of it. But yeah, ideally you just go, well, I don't need to do a poster for anybody. I'm just going to write a song instead. You know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this before we, I guess you guys have agreed to play one more for us. Is that cool?
Yeah, happy to.
All right, cool. Last question. This is my go-to question. Rather than asking artists who their influences are, you know, what's one record that you can never part with? That one CD or vinyl you'll never lend to a friend, you'll never sell to Music Trader, you always need the physical copy. What is that for you guys?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Thank you.
It's a hard question.
There's a couple. That's like one of those, you know, like name your top five records of all time or your top five films or something like that, where you go, well, it changes day to day. But it's interesting. I think one of my favorite records of all time, and, you know, it is one of those things that changes, but right now, or if it's been pretty steady for the past, I don't know, 10 years or so, one of my favorite records of all time is Boku Fish by Underworld, which I just think is brilliant. And I'm not sure that you'd sort of expect that from us, because it is pretty, I mean, it's like came out in 1998 or something, and it's just straight up trance and, you know, but Underworld are really cool. I mean, I think everybody knows them from Boy and Slippy, their song off the Trainspotting soundtrack.
Right.
But that Boku Fish is such a brilliant album.
And I think mine might be, or one of mine would be, Massive Attack's Mezzanine, based solely off, I have it, you know, on like CD and 12 inch vinyl.
Right.
And I think we even have the DVD of it or something, you know. Right. It's just one of those weird things. It's like, wow, I guess I really do like that album. I didn't realize how much I liked it.
Any vinyl being printed for you guys?
We did 7 inch singles for our debut EP.
Cool.
And I think we've still got a couple of those knocking about that we sell at shows and stuff. But I mean, yeah, we've not got anything sort of in the works right now for vinyl, but I mean, we love vinyl, so
we want to, but as we're our own record label, and, you know, as we discussed, we do absolutely everything ourselves. It's a non-cost effective nightmare.
No, I get it. Yeah. Again, the perils of being an independent
artist.
Pop Noir in studio here on KX93.5. So do you want to fire up that camera again, or
yeah,
should we
I'll
just rip
that.
Into
I'll
another
I'll
song?
I'll fire up the camera. Luke, you fire up the... Tell them about the little app we
okay.
got just to...
All right.
Look at that. He's like a broadcast professional
yeah,
over
I know.
There.
He's good. He's got his head screwed on, and I'm glad he's here to boss me around. We're going to be doing a cover of New Order's Temptation, which we released as a single ourselves earlier this year. And it's we're going to be performing this right now. We've never done this before, so this is an exclusive.
We downloaded this app specifically to do this here today. So.
This is a little app by Propellerhead that we'll be using as a drum machine / keyboard.
I'm very excited, and a MIDI amplifier here in studio. There's no feedback. It sounds pretty good. I'm so happy about that.
Well, fingers crossed that stays the same.
All right, so I guess whenever you guys are ready, this is Pop Noir doing a wonderful rendition of, what'd you say, a Joy Division New Order song?
New Order, okay. Temptation, yeah.
Cool.
All right, you ready, Luke?
Yes, I'm ready.
Gateway, a hole, just like a feeling inside. It's no joke. And though it hurts me to treat you this way, betrayed by words I never heard, too hard to say.
Around, please don't let me hit the ground. Tonight I think I walk alone, I'll find my soul as I walk home.
up, down, turn around. Please don't let me hit the ground. Tonight I think I'll walk alone. I'll find my soul as I walk home. Or you've got blue eyes, or you've got gray eyes.
Oh, you've got green eyes, or you've got blue eyes, or you've got gray eyes.
And I've never seen anyone quite like you before. Oh no, I've never met anyone quite like you before. Bolts from above hit the people down below. People in this world, we have no place to go. Bolts from above hit the people down below. People in this world, we have no place to go.
Bolts from above hit the people down below. People in this world, we have no place to go. Bolts from above hit the people down below. People in this world, we have no place to go. Oh, it's the last time. 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 Oh, it's the last time.
And I've never seen anyone quite like you before. Oh no, I've never met anyone who I'd like you before.
Awesome, you guys. That is great. That's an unbelievable little instrument all of a sudden, that little iPhone there. Member-supported radio KX93.5. That was Pop Noir live in our Pearl Street studios. Again, thank you guys so much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, that was a fun little afternoon we spent here together. I'm still on the air till 7, but, you know. So, yeah, please enjoy the beach. Please come back soon. I can't wait to see you live. Yeah. And I can't wait to get my hands on some vinyl eventually when you get around to doing it.
We'll hook you up.
It's all good. Anything else before we kind of wrap it up here, you guys?
No, not really. I guess I'll just plug the Echo show on September 25th again.
That's the Echo in Los Angeles, 1822 Sunset Boulevard.
I think it's Pop 18 Noir. Plus.
Yeah, 18 plus, that. $8. $8 advance, $10 day off.
But yeah, I mean, it should be a lot of fun, so... Cool. If anybody fancies coming, we'll be doing the full set, drummer and everything. But
and we'll be giving everybody hugs and kisses.
Yeah, hugs and kisses. Yeah.
There you go. And we will be hearing, you know, your music on the radio for years to come, God willing, you guys. Again,
Pop
Noir, thank you so much for supporting independent radio, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll be back anytime you want us.
You got it.
I won't ride another wave.